Oh, I guess what, I forget what the other restrictions were. I just noticed it in the plan of the day, though. We're supposed to have inspection before we go on into Subic. I don't know whether we will or not. I suspect we probably will. But if you're working, of course you don't go. We're underway right now. Well, I guess we're going out to refuel. We're supposed to have a movie tonight if we refuel. There's always all these ifs and buts and when and how and wherefore. But it's not bad, as I said. I don't mind it at all. And I told you we work call every third night, that you usually work, you know, at the minimum of 18 hours, and usually, or about, 22 hours. But then you can sleep the next day when you do work that long. They're good about that. And, of course, I have Sunday off this week, a whole day. Well, I have to work Saturday, and if I have to work Saturday night, then I probably won't do a whole lot but sleep, but it won't be so bad. And I hope to go up to the sun deck and get a little sunshine, fresh air. And the following week I'll probably have a... Usually you get a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday off when you work down in the operating room, the recovery room. I know I never had problems talking, you know, before on the tape or giving you a lot of information, but it's just that there's just so much that I can really tell you. Maybe I won't make a tape in Subic, and maybe I'll wait until I'm on my way back. But you will hear anyway. You know, I'll let you know what's what and what we're doing and all that sort of stuff. But I just might not make a long tape on my way back until I come back, because it might be that we'll want to use every spare moment we have. But I'll send postcards or something so you'll know that everything's okay, and that I'm fine, and that I'm having a good time. It would be nice if we did get to Bangkok in May, but I'm not going to count on that. Time goes by awfully quickly. I just think I'm going into my third week here, and it doesn't seem possible. In one way, in the other way, it does. It seems like I've been here for a while. But the kids all say your import periods go by so quickly. Let's see, what can I ask you? Well, just how everybody is, and just say hello to everybody for me and tell them that I'm quite well. And we haven't been getting mail too regularly. I got your letters, and, well, as I said, they brought mail up, and that's it. And when they announce over the loudspeaker that there's going to be mail, it's just like one great big roar from the ship. And today, we went into the dining room right after they said there's going to be mail, and everybody was all excited, and it was a mistake, and the chaplain, Protestant chaplain, had to tell us it was a mistake. The poor thing, I felt so sorry for him. I think people think that we're a lot worse off than we really are. One of the doctors wrote back to his wife and said something about that we were bombarded or bombed with patients, and she just misunderstood and thought they were shelling the ship, and wrote back frantically, you know, is everything all right? Are they shelling the ship? And he said he just told her, calm down. Of course, they're not shelling the ship. So if you hear any kind of rumors to that effect ever, don't believe them, because we're well out of range of any type of gun that they might have. And even when our own guns are firing, and I thought about that the other day after I'd told you that we could hear them and everything. You can't see them. They're a mile and a half away. You don't see anything. But it's far enough away so that, but you can hear them. And even up here around Dong Ha, you hear a lot. By the way, if you're ever any place that has a map of South Vietnam or South China Sea, I wish you'd send me one. I don't have one. I know National Geographic had one once, but I don't know what I did with it or anything, because the names didn't mean anything to me then. But Dong Ha is not too far from Khe San, and from, I think it's near Hue too, and Quan Tri. Every so often, you know, people from those places will come aboard the ship, and they're always in their combat boots and fatigues and everything. And, because they come down the operating room and they talk about the operating rooms that they have, and it just makes me sick to my stomach because they're, you know, they're dirty and everything. Well, I'm looking out the porthole and can't see a cotton-picking thing except the sea. And it's not even bright out. It's very overcast. Some of the people said they were going up to the sun deck, but I can't imagine whatever for. I mean, this was earlier. I wish sometime I could record the sounds on this ship. I think it would be kind of interesting. Maybe I could get somebody up on the bridge to do it for me. I'd have to get to know them real well. You know, now hear this and all this kind of stuff. And then whenever the captain doesn't say very much to you, but whenever he speaks, he says something like, "This is the captain speaking." And everybody stops dead in their track because they're sure he's going to say, "I'm sorry to say," or not, "I'm sorry." He just says, "We're not going to be able to go to this place, or we're not going to be able to go that place." And it's pretty hard for everybody to take. We have no other news, as I can't think of anything that would be of startling interest to you. Oh, you can't hear that noise now, I don't think. If you can hear a buzzing in the background, it's flight quarters, and that means that we're going to be getting something on the chopper. But he hasn't announced what it was. Oh, yeah, you couldn't hear him, I'm sure, because I turned the recorder off for one thing, because I wanted to hear what he said. He said, "Stand by to receive one litter patient," and that can mean either that it's a casualty or it's someone that's already been seen someplace else, or it can be another Vietnamese. We had a couple in today, as I told you. But every day your casualties are different. Yesterday we had someone from Marble Mountain. You'll hear him talk on TV about Marble Mountain, I remember, but it didn't mean anything to me. I think one of them from Huntley Brinkley or Peter Jennings, or some one of them was in Marble Mountain. And he was a civilian, and he was wounded. And then we had a CB wounded, and another Marine. And, it seems like there's always somebody. Oh, but before I forget it, Mother, I put that Clair Royal beautiful beige, you know, Born Blonde, beautiful beige toner on my hair, and it really worked well. And if you can pick me up a couple of bottles and mail them out to me, I would be very grateful. And I'll send you the money if you tell me just how much it is. I don't remember. I don't think they'll have it at Subic. If they do, I'll pick it up. But it looks much better. It's toned it down quite a bit. And tell Alice Murphy that I said to thank her very much for telling me. One of the girls, Jean Herniak, put it on for me the other night. We have a beauty parlor. We have a shampoo bowl and a hair dryer and things like that, but there's nothing, you know. Revlon originally stocked it. They put all kinds of stuff in there, but of course it's been long since gone, and we aren't using their stuff anymore. Let's see, what else did I have to tell you? A lot of the kids got wigs in Hong Kong, and everybody has a big tape recorder with all kinds of music. So I suppose I'll have to buy a tape recorder, and almost everyone has a Polaroid camera, because they're forever snapping pictures and forever taking your picture of everything. It's funny, it really is. Because I'm in the bottom bunk, I don't have my room all picked out, or all fixed up yet, but in time I will. This is a new tape, by the way. I don't know how much tapes are. You can get them here, though. Yeah, Alice, I should tell Alice, I think I picked out a set of china that I think she'll like. And at least I hope she'll like it. I think it's kind of pretty. And if I do get it, I won't be able to send it home, of course. But I had a couple in mind, Noritake. I can get it in the Philippines, and that will be one of your welcome home, or when I come home, presents to you, Alice. So don't worry about the financial aspects of it. I think I can manage to buy it all right. I can't see the picture of it now. But I was just looking at the catalog, you know. And their dishes are quite reasonable. So I guess a lot of the girls buy them and put them down in the hold of the ship. I don't know whether Phyllis got her dishes yet or not. I haven't heard from Peggy whether that fellow brought them up. But I'm sure that in due time I'll hear. But I do feel good. You know, sometimes I get a little tired, but I get to bed and sleep all right, and I don't have any problems sleeping at all. Except that now where I'm living, this youngster doesn't sleep as much. And by that I mean she stays up. Or she'll come home from work and she'll sleep for maybe 3-4 hours, and then she's, you know, kind of night hawking it. But that's all right. I'll you know, doesn't matter. I think I see one set that would be kind of nice. It's called Reina, and it's white with a platinum trim, and it's got kind of a little raised. The cup is kind of different and pretty. So I guess I can't remember whether you said service for 8 or 12. I think you said service for 8. But anyhow, I can get service for 8, and if you want service for 12, then I can, at a later date, pick up the additional ones. It wouldn't be any problem. I hope this tape is okay, and that you're able to hear it all right. And they have wood carvings in the Philippines, and they have real elegant shirts, so if I send you home a hand-embroidered shirt sometime, Dad, don't turn up your nose at it and say, you know, you're not going to wear it, because it's what they wear in the Philippines. The men on the ship have them. Of course, they can't wear them here, but I've seen them. They're rather pretty. Drip dry. They even have them drip dry material. I'm anxious to go to the Philippines. My first import didn't really make any difference, because the only place I've been is Da Nang. And I really don't care if I don't go back there. Although sometimes when you're on the ship and you look out, you wish you could. But we're not any place near it now. You know, we're up near Dong Ha, as I say. I know I've got to finish off this tape, because I know that if I just won't be able to... I won't have any additional news, I don't think, unless suddenly they say you're not going to Subic Bay, and then you'll get another tape. But as I say, I will try to make a tape every week so that you'll hear how we're doing anyway. We don't get any news. Well, they have this little newspaper, sort of mimeograph thing that's supposed to come out every day, but it doesn't have anything about the war at all in it. And they call where we are I-Corps. And I-Corps is, you know, it says number one corps on that little map I gave you. Well, everybody calls it I-Corps, but then they call second corps, third corps. I don't know why. But I-Corps, if you have so many casualties a month, like 1,200, then 600 of them are in I-Corps, and 600 of them are all in the rest of Vietnam. So, you know that I-Corps is always working. Our neurosurgeon worked the other night for 3 days straight. And he was so for 3 days straight, and he just couldn't do another head. He just couldn't operate. So one of the neurosurgeons from Da Nang flew out and operated for us. That was the night that our own artillery shelled our own soldiers. But then Dr. Meredith got some rest. He's forever spreading all kinds of rumors. He's the biggest rumor monger on the whole ship. I accused him today of it, of saying, he said he was going to start a rumor that the ship was going to San Francisco. It wasn't really going to Subic Bay. And I said, nobody will believe that. But he always starts these little choice tidbits. I haven't heard from, I heard from Annie Dragovan, and she's fine. I haven't heard from anybody else. I suppose when I get maybe to Da Nang, I'll have quite a bit of mail. Or even in Subic, maybe. Maybe all our mail went to Subic. I don't suppose they held any force in Da Nang. But everybody's just holding their breath and saying just, well, just hope that we get out, you know, if they do let us go. But again, if we have to stay, well, we have to stay, and there isn't anything that we can say about it. But I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be glad to get my clothes, too. I have some, it's a good thing I sent some summer dresses, but I have more, you know, and I'd be real happy to get those out. I haven't heard from Jack either, I just haven't heard from anybody except the tape that I got from you. That was the first tape I got. And if you hear any news, of course, tell me, or anything that's new in the, you know, with the elections or anything, all I heard was Bobby Kennedy was running, I don't know if he still is or what the story is there. That's kind of funny, I thought. But, you never know with them. Anyhow, I think that I'll cut this tape off short. It is kind of longer than the tapes we normally make. But you can buy them in exchange. And I'll cut them off short, and I'll make another tape probably next week. Or you'll either get a letter or something, and then when I get to on back away from Subic, I'll have all kinds of things to tell you, I hope, about the Philippine Islands. And they say there's a nice place called the Manila Hilton, and I think maybe I'm going to go there and I'm going to take a bath, because these showers are okay, but you know, you really kind of miss a bathtub. So take care, my love to everyone, and write when you get a chance, or make a tape. Bye for now.